I'm not, you know, I wasn't really worried about that too much. I'm just trying to learn the playbook, getting into the system, and getting out here to compete. And that's what I'm trying to do every day is learn the playbook and competing.
I know you're with, of course, all the rookies here, but so it's still your first taste of NFL football. So what was that? What's this been like for you?
The speed is definitely different. And, you know, that took some getting adjusted through the first day. But with the coach's help, you know, I learned where I needed to be. And they taught me some technique that will help me out to make plays.
Here, we've all read your story. It's, you know, a fascinating story. It just made you hungrier to come out here and things you've come up to excel here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my story, I had to work hard and to get to where I am today, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I play with a chip on my shoulder just because, you know, I'm from a small school. So I'm just going to keep carrying that with me throughout my NFL career.
Pierre, just to clarify, have they told you anything about safety? Is there a cornerback at this camp?
Yeah, right now I'm a cornerback at this camp, yes.
You ever played any safety?
No, I never played safety.
Would you be interested in playing safety?
you know, I'm learning every position just so I can get accustomed to where I needed to be, where I need to be, with the plays, but if the opportunity comes up and if they need me to do it, I'll do it. If they need me to play any special teams, I'll do it. I'm just here to do whatever to help the team.
You don't seem awed by any of this at all, but have you had a couple of, like, pinch yourself type moments, like this is really coming true for me?
Yeah, when I first walked in and I got into the locker room, I had to sit down and soak it all in. I saw my name up there and took a couple pictures. and, you know, I just reflected on my journey and where I was and how I got here.
Have you got much feedback from the ESPN show, even some of the new teammates mentioned
it? A couple of my teammates have seen it, but, you know, they all say it was a good documentary. No further feedback from the ESPN people.
Do you have any idea why they chose
you? I think they were interested in my story, you know, being a football player with two kids and, the journeys and all the obstacles that I had to go through is not normal for normal college guys my age. So I think my story was just a little bit more interesting, and they chose me and four other guys, and the show turned out well.
You think you had Division I talent when you end up where you did, that you wouldn't maybe have that chip on your shoulder had you been to a Division I school?
I think, you know, because I didn't go Division I and I went Division II, I had to work very hard just to get noticed. And I had to do that even at the All-Star Games and, you know, at the Combine. So I have that chip just because a lot of people believe that my level of competition is I'm not up to par, and, you know, I'm just going to work hard and prove everybody wrong.
You've had a couple of days with Justin Gilbert now. Did you know a lot about him before you got here? What are your first impressions on the field? Are you guys similar in your style, or are you say you're different?
I got to meet him at the Combine. We talked a little bit for the little time that we had. I haven't really got a chance to pay attention to him play, you know, because I'm out there, you know, trying to get the plays. But, you know, we're just out here competing for a job, and, you know, we learn from each other. We try to help each other out.
Pierre, what were your days and weeks like when you weren't on scholarship but you were still playing?
They were long. They started at 5 a.m., and they ended around 10, 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, I just worked, went to school, went to football practice. Worked minimum wage, worked, you know, temp jobs, you know, hard labor jobs. But I did whatever I had to do to pay for school and provide for my family.
Pierre, have you been back to Haiti since your family left?
No, I have not.
No. You still have family back there? I don't know.
Yes, I have several relatives on both my mom's side and my dad's side.
Did you hear from them after you were drafted, or did you guys?
You know, my grandmother called me, and she told me congratulations. That was the only person I heard from, just because I had to travel and everything.
Is it tough leaving the wife and two kids at home to come out here?
Yeah, it is tough, but I think it's a lot easier now since I actually made it into the NFL. Before, I was just not knowing, but now I have an opportunity, and I'm just going to take full advantage, and they support me every step.
Most guys had to go through your journey, working the odd jobs that you had to work.
You know, I think I had a different mentality. Growing up, I was raised to work hard, and the morals that my parents instilled in me is what I took over when I had those obstacles. You know, I can't speak for everybody else, but I knew that I had that mentality, and I was going to work hard and reach my dream.
What's the weirdest temp job you
The weirdest temp job was, it was during flood season in Missouri, and we was in an apartment complex, and excuse my French, but I had to clean human feces, I had to take out furniture, I had to clean out the water, and they gave us, you know, knee-high boots, but the water was almost knee level, so that was the worst one. Got $40 out of it, but but I did it, and you know, I look back at it, and it's not something I want to do again.
What day was it when you walked in the locker room? Was there anybody else in there?
When I walked in this locker room, it was Thursday, and I was the only one in there.
There are coaches like that, and like players that are married. And just talk about how that grounds you, and maybe it could make you a better football player.
You know, being married, I had to mature a lot faster than my peers, and I had to set goals, and I had responsibilities, and I didn't have any extra time to do any extra activities because everything was down to the schedule. So I think they appreciate that I'm a person that's going to, you know, stick to the schedule and handle my responsibilities.
Have you heard time for one last question.
Have you heard from any of the people that you used to work with at the different jobs that you did you keep in touch with any of those people?
No, because they were daily. I mean, they were only daily jobs. Sometimes they didn't get picked, and, you know, we really didn't really have time to chat. It was you go to work, and you got your paycheck,
so
and that was it. It was all temp, yes.